Okay, so Matos, Parshas Matos, always opens up, with the din of Nedarim. The halacha of Nedarim. And Parshas Matos, without fail, is always a 3 weeks Parsha. Always.
Wow.
It's either Matos Matse Dvorim, or it's Pinchas Matos Matse together and Dvorim. It always works out that way. It's a 3 weeks Parsha. So,
this year it's Matos Matse Dvorim.
It's going to be Matos Matse together, and next week will be Dvorim. Right, and of course, the next week we'll have really deep stuff on why Dvorim always has to be the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, without fail. Must. Right? And that's how it.
How are we doing Chol next week?
Okay. How I'm going to do Chol next week is, Mashiach will be here.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Can you count through the nine days?
Sure, why not? No, I guess, yeah. So, why are we worrying? Mashiach will be here. Right? So. And then we'll be talking in the past why Dvarim had to always be before Tisha B'Av. Right? But anyway, Anan B'Didan, right? Matos is always a 3 weeks parasha, and they're saying that should be looked into, particularly that opens up with the Inyanim of Nedarim. So if it's at the beginning of the parasha, it has obviously some very central theme to the parasha. So it's an interesting Gemara in Baba Basra, I think it's Daf Ayin Dalet, and the adventures of Rabba Bar Bar Chano, then Perek HaMocher Sasina, had wondrous adventures, all types of, and amongst his adventures, with this his Arab tour guide that could take him to unbelievable places, right? So there are many stories over there. One of them is that the Arab tells him to Taya, I'll take you to Har Sinai. And he took him to Har Sinai, and Har Sinai was surrounded by scorpions the size of camels, white scorpions the size of camels, right? And he couldn't get close. And the Basco rang out, Oili shen nishbati, Vakshav shen nishbati, mi mefi. Woe to me that I took an oath. And now that I took an oath, who could be Mayfair? Who could absolve my oath? Mamash the Indian of the Believer's Parsha. Right? Oaths and dissolving of oath. Right? So then Rabbi Bar Bar Chano went back and they told him, he told them the Chachamim, this story, this experience that he had. And he said, what did you do? They called him derogatory things. And he said, you should have said, Mufarlach, Mufarlach, Mufarlach. Right? So that was the Shvuah of the Golos. That was the Shvuah of the Golos. Right? Now, Akash threw us into the Golos with a Shvuah. Right? Akash was Nishba, that we're now going into Golos. Akash was asking for you to absolve him of the Shvuah of the Golos. Why didn't you? And the Gemara is Malam Mitzvah, as we're explaining, where Rabbi Bar Bar Chano is coming from, he thought it was the Shvuah that Akash took by the Mabul never to destroy the world again. So he was afraid it was that one. God wanted to be absolved from the Shvuah to never destroy the world, so he could destroy the world. Rabbi said, no, it was the Shvuah of the Golos. You should have been made for the Shvuah. Right? What's pshat of that? Right? But at least we're seeing a connection that the Golos is called the Shvuah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yearning to be made for the Shvuah. Right? It's also this idea that the Golos is a Shvuah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be made for that Shvuah. Is also in the Zohar that we say before Kol Nidre Leil Yom Kippur, right? As Yom Kippur opens up with Kol Nidre, which is Hataras Midara, right? So we speak out of Zohar where HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wants to get out of the Shvuah of having cast us into Golos, that the Shechina is in Golos, right? So we're seeing, right? We're seeing, dots, but, to try to connect the dots a little bit, to try to, right? So, the question is, let's ask a question about Shavuos and the Nedarim. Are they a good thing or are they a bad thing? Right? On the one hand, you'd say they're a good thing because the Torah empowered you, right? To asser these things. The Torah endorses, if you take a Shvuah to asser yourself above and beyond what the Torah asser, it's how it works. And yet, one should ask, but if God wants it, why didn't he answer it himself? Like, why did the halacha leave these things mutter? If it's a good thing to answer it, then God should have answered it himself. Right? And if it's not a good thing to answer, you know, so why does the Torah endorse an individual's right to do this? That's a famous question that's yes. Now, the truth is, regarding Nidorim and Shavuos and Naziris and all these things, right, we have open contradictions in Chazal, sometimes on the very same page of Gemara, where the person who takes on, he says, is called a Kadosh, you know, he's called, he's attaining higher levels of Kedusha, or he's called a Chote, right? Where the person takes on the Tanis, is called a Kadosh, or on the same Daf Gemara, he's called a Chote, he's a sinner, right? Which just deepens the question that the two sides of our Hakir, are they a good thing or a bad thing? Really seems to be that Chazal themselves, even on the same page of Gemara, you know, have this, for lack of a better word, double talk about the issue of taking on, you know, Nidorim and Shavuos and things like that. Huh? So we're going to go with the Derech of the Maharal in all of this, right? So the Maharal, he builds his Yisod off of a Gemara. Gemara says, Kol ha-noder kilu bana bama la'atmo. Anyone who takes on a neder is like he built a platform for himself. You know, the bummers, when it used to be zoveach, sacrifice outside of Beis Hamikdash, was a negative thing. So taking on a neder is like building a bummer. And if you're not matir neder and you go through with the neder, and not matir, it's like you actually sacrificed on that bummer. Well, what's the pshat? So says the Maharal, right? It says like this. Of course, and you know, and the Beis Yaakov Pizza develops the idea further. Of course, right, the ideal is to just live with the halacha. Like the Rambam says in the Shmona Prakim, the whole derech of halacha in general, of Jewish law, is to go in the golden mean, the derech ha'im tzoyis. The Torah asserted certain things, but left other things mutter. And everything that the Torah asserted, there's something like it that's mutter. Right? That the Torah never knocked out anything totally. It just that the Torah preaches moderation. Like relationships. Certain relationships are asur. Right? Certain relationships are mutter. Certain foods are asur. Certain foods are mutter. The Torah never told you to stop eating. The Torah never told you to remain celibate. The Torah never denied you anything that you need. The derech of the halacha, says the Rambam, is basically to guide us along the golden path of the mean. Not too much, not too little. And that's the ideal path, right? And halacha is meant for the ideal, right? You know, that's the ideal that's good for most of the people most of the time, right? Problem is, what happens if a person's weak, right? And he can't live on the edge, exactly on the border between the mutter and the asur, because he'll surely fall into the asur, right? What's going to be for such a person, right? So the Torah gave an etzah, nidorim, shvuos. Right, you could, Shorish Zuzay and Nafshe, actually, that's actually the one constructive time that's really good if you do it to, encourage yourself to keep your mitzvahs better. Right? You know, that's really the time when it's mamish mutter and praiseworthy. Right? It's to be mizariz yourself. That the Torah found in Eitzah that if a person can't live along the thin line of the middle, because the middle is an infinitely thin line, if you can't live on the line, the Torah says, well, there's a way that we endorse that's a little bit more within the line, within Mishur HaSadim, right? But that's medicine. That's not the ideal. Because if it would be the ideal, the Torah itself would have recommended it. If it would be the ideal, then the Torah itself would have been manic all Klai sort to live that way. So, it's not ideal. And that's why, that's Pshat all Chazals that say it's Osir. If you do it, if you're a Chayte. You know, and you need kapara for having been mitzar yourself and what the Torah, was matching, because it's not the ideal, right? But yet the Torah wants to give an etzah for those who are too weak, right? That they should, that they fell out so they could build a siyag and a getter around themselves to stay within the bounds of the Torah, even though they're not living according to the thin line of halacha. But it's for that individual. It's for that individual. It's not for the klal. The klal is, for the klal you preach the ideal. But for the individual, that's why the dharma is not, it's only individuals have to take on. Every individual has to feel out if he actually needs it. And if it's the right thing for him, then it's okay. And if it's not the right thing for him, it's not okay, because, what's wrong with halacha? as if you're saying that the halacha of God is substandard, not firm enough, right? So it's a chet if you don't really need it, because you're saying as if God's law is not good enough, not firm enough. But if you do need it, it's the right thing. That's what the right, and that's what the moral is in the guy. You're kilu bana bama. That's what you're putting yourself on a platform. When you're on a platform, you're separating yourself from the cloud. You're separating yourself from the cloud you saw. You're on a platform. You think you're holier than thou. And that's bad. And if you and you should really be matzunetter and rejoin the cloud. Rejoin the cloud. Right? But if you're Makayim Falunetter, it's even like you're sacrificing on that platform. You're totally separating yourself from the cloud totally. You shouldn't be Purushman a cloud. You should be part of Klal Yisrael and part of the system of Halacha. Except if you need it. So that's why it's up to the individual to decide. And Torah gave an Eitzah for he who's too weak to turn that into a mitzvah with the Dor Mitzvos. But it's for him who needs it. It's not for the cloud. Right? It's for the guy who is Yotze min HaKlal already to keep him in the loop. But it's not for a guy who can live with the cloud. Right? So Mimela, with this, the Maral says an unbelievable yisod that solves a problem that the post can grapple with. We know that you can be Matur Neder, you can be Matur Shvuah, and that's the topic of this week's parsha. Right? But we know that if you're Noder or Nishba Al Das Rabin, I'm Nishba Ladas, all the people here. There's no Hatarah, because you're Nishba Al Datam. It's not your individual Neder anymore. Right? And now you can't be Matur anymore. And Poskim are very bothered, why not? Because the whole mechanics of Hataras Nadarim is that you find a petach. Oh, if I would have known that, I would have never taken it on. So it becomes retroactively a toast, all done under mistaken pretenses, right? Right? So what's wrong? Why can't you find a petach? If I would have known, I would have never taken on this Neder Hadas Rabin. Like, what's that? That's like, even though you're saying it was by mistake, which is the mechanics of Hataras Nadarim, right? So why doesn't it have Hatara? So says the Maral like this, because, why Neder, why can't you get out of a Neder? Why can't you get out of a Shmur? Well, why is it legitimate to say, well, if I would have known, I wouldn't have? Well, you can't do that by business deals. Like, you signed, you paid, and now 10 years later, if I would have known, I would have never done a business deal, give me my money back. Of course not. What's done is done. Why is it work by Nidorim? That you can look at retroactively, but it's only if you go through this whole ritual. Retroactively, it's a toast. So said tomorrow, because it doesn't really exist objectively. This is your own personal reality. The Neder of Shavuah is for you, for your particular needs. It's not part of the cloud. It's not part of regular reality. It's your particular thing. So it's perfectly legit to get out of it, because it doesn't really exist. It's just your personal problem. So if you, in your own mind, could show that it was a toast, you're out of it. But could a person be, do a toast in the dorm on the law of gravity and now fly? It's reality. It's reality. It says, a shvu al das, since it's al das, Robin, now it's a cloud. Now it's part of reality. So what if you fell into a betot? But since you made it al das, Robin, it's part of the cloud. A cloud has no bitter. Protim have bitter. Exceptions to the rule, you can be mavatl and go back to the cloud. But since al das, it's a cloud. It's not a prat anymore. Now it's a universal. A universal has no bitter. It says, that was Rabbi Bar Bar Chana's mistake. And that's what the Chacham would tell you. If God asked you to annul the Shavua, it can't be the Shavua that he took to never destroy the world. Because the Shavua that he took to never destroy is daimed to a Shavua al das rabin. I'll never destroy the whole world. But it's there to reinforce reality, like a Shavua that you're allowed to take to be mechatzku to keep mitzvahs. Right? It's a that Shavua, even though you took it on, but it's consistent with reality, and therefore it has no bittul. God's Shavua to uphold reality is not worse. It's not any worse than a Neder al das rabin, that now it's a part of reality. It has no bittul. There's no havamina to be mefer to Shavua to not destroy the world. Because now it's a part of reality. Reality has no bittul. Only when it's your personal thing that only exists in your personal reality, it has a bittul. Right? But it is an amazing thing, says the Maral. Right? Golus, as hard as it is, as painful as it is, it's just a shvuah. And not only that, it just shows how Golus is just so easy to overturn. Right? Because if God wouldn't have taken a Shavua to throw us into Golus, we wouldn't be in Golus at all. That just shows how Golus is so non-reality. So non-reality that it had to be reinforced with a Shavua. Like that thing that the Torah never asked. That if not for the fact that the Torah wrote the Parsha of the Nedarim and Shavuos, you wouldn't have the power to asser it.
Well, why didn't it say it's a Shavua on the cloth?
No. So that's what he's saying, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be Mufar. So they say, it's artificial. It was a special... Golus shouldn't really exist. It's like any Neder Chuit. It shouldn't really exist in the first place. Am Yisrael needed it as medicine, right? And not only that, even... And it's so artificial that if HaKadosh would have not taken the Shavua, Golus would have never taken effect. Or would have been very, very temporary. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just yearning for someone to be Mater Shavua. God doesn't want the Golus. He doesn't want the Golus. Just like he doesn't want you really to do Nedarim and Shavuos. He'll let you do it if it's your medicine. But he wants you off your meds. He wants you off the meds. He wants you to be Mater Neder and get back with the program. Right? Right? And that's right. The drinking. Right? Yeah. He doesn't want those Nazir. He wants people drinking.
Eating meat during the 9 days.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't want that. And that's what I said. That was, and that's he's dying for the. So it comes out that this is the lesson that the parsha of the dorm always is in the 3 weeks. You have to understand that the 3 weeks is just one big neder, one big shvua in the classical sense. Shouldn't exist in the first place. And if not for the fact that God swore, it wouldn't have even come into existence. It's just so foreign an idea that a nation that has its own mentality shouldn't have its own homeland. It's just so artificial, so artificial, so yotzei min haklal. Right? The Am Yisrael remains a separate people and still doesn't have their own place on earth. It's just like so yotzei min haklal. They should either assimilate or they should have their own place on earth. It's like nishtahim nishtaher. And we've been in that strange mutant situation for 2,000 years. If not for the Shavua, it would have never come into existence in the first place. But and even after Shavua, it's the Shavua that's meant to be in this battle. It's a chizuk to know that you could get out of Golus just as easily as you could be Matir Neder. Right?
Yeah, but Mashiach is only supposed to come in Achrit HaYamim.
No, Mashiach could come earlier. He comes at latest in Achrit HaYamim.
So
it's a lesson to understand, you could get, if we'd only get our act together, you could get out of Golus the same way you could be Matir and Matir Shavua. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Wow. So,